I welcome and thank all the assembled devotees. On the occasion of Govardhan Puja Festival, it's not only Govardhan Puja Festival, it's also Go Puja Festival, and it's also not only Go Puja Festival, it's also Brahman Puja Festival. We'll find out. Hari Hari Gaura. Time is short, life is short. Jai Giri Govardhan ki. It's a big occasion. Hari, could this go a little higher, maybe? A little bit. All right. I like loud speakers. Loud. A little louder. Hari, 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 Hari. I feel humbled. On this grand occasion, and there's a houseful attendance in the presence of many senior devotees, my God brothers, God sisters here, and here I am asked to say something on the Govardhan Puja day. I will attempt, and I was thinking there's Govardhan and cows and Brahmanas. This is it's a big topic, and lots of things could be said. Govardhan is a big chapter, it's a big subject matter, Govardhan. And cows also. And here we are in the middle of the Kartik Mahotsav. We're exactly in the middle. Today is the middle of the month. The second fortnight, bright fortnight, begins today. Today is a new moon day. Yesterday was no moon day. Today is a new moon day. Pratipada, Shukla Paksha, Damodar Mas. On this day, Govardhan Puja festival was held. Today, Govardhan lifting did not happen. Only puja took place today. We are getting ready. I can't get into the details. We are getting ready for the Indra Puja. Business as usual, as they say. But then Krishna, who was growing up, he had been watching year after year this event. Indra Puja. But as he had now grown up, then he intervened and questioned his father. Father, anyway, I'm not saying. And he convinced, wasn't sure if he has he says several things to convince his dear father, Nanda Baba, not to perform this Indra Puja, instead perform Govardhan Puja Mahotsava ke. Yeah. And that dialogue or communication must have happened during early morning hours today, some 5,000 years ago. So after asking Nanda Maharaj to perform Govardhan Puja, Lord said, Sri Bhagavan Uvacha. He's not Bhagavan as yet, he's a little boy. Sukadeva Goswami calls him Bhagavan Uvacha. Bhagavan said. Bhagavan means Jnanavan, knowledgeable. That is what he was. So Krishna said, Tasmad gavam brahmana adrishya arabhyatam makaha. Tasmad, therefore, after, now this should not be done, this should not be, this is not necessary to do this. Indra Puja. And instead, Tasma, therefore, my dear father, today you should worship, offer a sacrifice, or make offerings unto this Bhagavan, little Bhagavan of Vrindavan, Sri Krishna, Bala Krishna, almost he's only 7 years old. But he has an old intelligence. Something that he meant to talk after, say, 100 years on the Kurukshetra, on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, the advice that he gave to Arjuna. Some of that advice he is giving to his dear father when Sri Krishna was only 7 years old. Kamaistaistar pritagyana prapadyante anya devata. Krishna has said to Arjuna. Those who are attached to kamaistaistar pritagyana, attached to some desires, lusty desires, and hence they have lost their intelligence. Ritadjnana, and then what do? Prapadyante, they surrender unto Anya Devata, other Devata, other than me. This is not a good thing to do, right? Other than me, they look beyond me or around me or to someone else, they surrender. So this was, he was going to be talking on Kurukshetra battle. So he's saying something right here in Vrindavan. So instead, my dear father, you should worship Gavam, the cows. Cows are worshipable. Brahmanaha, the Brahmins are worshipable. Adrehe, Adri, that is Giriraj. Govardhan, Adri means Parvat, mountain. Giri Govardhan is worshipable. Indra Yaga Sangram Hastairayam Sadhyatam Makaha. Whatever ingredients you have collected, you have done big shopping and a lot of ingredients, use all those for puja and as an offering unto cows, brahmanas, and Giri Govardhan. Pachanta, yeah, Krishna has given a little the menu and whole strategy. Briefly, he is explaining. Okay, if I go for worshipping Brahmins, cows, and the Govardhan, what should we be doing? Pachyatam, do big cooking. Vividaha pakaha, supantaha, payasa adayaha, supantaha. Soup. Sounds like the same soup here. liquid vegetable, supantaha, payasaha. Yes, are you familiar? Kheer, payasaha. In South India, they do not call kheer, they call payas. And Krishna also said payas. Adaya means etc. And this is, he's just giving few hints, few names, and then etc. are there. And then fried items and baked items, dohaschaha, ingredients from the milk, milk products and milk preparation, milk sweets, annam bahuvidham tebhyo deyam o dhenu dakshinaha. To brahmanas, how to worship brahmanas? All these ingredients, this prasadam food, well, offer to the Lord and then offer it to brahmanas, bahuvidham and dhenu dakshinaha, and give dakshina to the brahmanas. In what form? You give cows as dakshina to the brahmanas. The food also should be distributed. Anyabhyascha chandalaha. Chandala should get prasadam on this day. Patitebhyaha, and the fallen, anybody and everybody should get a lot of prasadam to eat. Then for the cows, yavasam cha gava dattva. Cows should get lots of grass, green grass. Did we give? I think we offered puja. The real puja of the cow is swaha. You have to do sacrifice for the cows. How do you do sacrifice for the cows? Feed them. Feed them vayasaha, you know, yavasaha, green grass. Giraye diyatam balihi giri. Giriraj Govardhan also should be made lots of offerings. And then one more item Krishna has added to the list of things to be done. Pradakshinam kuruta go vipra alam parvatan. The pradakshina, circumambulation of Giri Govardhan, should also take place at the end of this festival. So, as Nanda Maharaj got all this guideline and strategy, how to perform Govardhan Puja and Go Puja and Brahman Puja, the big arrangements were made. Big cooking. When they piled up all the offerings, that offering was as high, as tall as a mountain. Next to Giri Govardhan, there was another hill of Anna, all the offerings. So it became known as a Annakut. One side there is a Giriraj, who is a Kut, the mountain. And there is another mountain of Anna, all the offerings. Yet there was another Annakut. So today's festival is also called Annakut Festival. Annakut Mahotsavaki. And some formal worship also was offered to Giriraj Govardhan. Whole Braj has assembled there. In the midst of all of them, those who are worshipping Giriraj, Krishna is also there. Balaram is also offering arati and puja of Giriraj Govardhan. And when all these offerings and puja is being offered with all love and devotion unto Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj made his appearance. Well, he was there. In the Giriraj form, he was there. Giriraj, the king of the mountains. Giriraj is king of the mountains. Giriraj Govardhan ki. And he's a Govardhan. Go is a cow. Vardhan means expander. One who expands the cows. How? By feeding lots of grass and offering them lots of water also. Govardhan offers. And that's a nourishment for the cows, and they become healthy. So Govardhan. Nourisher of the cows. The expander of the cows. Or one who makes cows healthy. That is Giriraj Govardhan. He's Giriraj, king of mountains, and he's Govardhan. So he... So Lord's... The mountain started speaking. Saying, Shailosmi! Did you get scared? What do you hear? Because Lord spoke on so deep and roaring voice. Shailahasmi, aham Shailahasmi. Lord was saying. Govardhan uvacha. Govardhan spoke. I am the mountain. The mountain said, I am the mountain. I am who I am. I'm a lord, and this mountain is the Lord. And they could also see at the top of the mountain, as they were hearing, Shailosmi, Shailosmi, they looked up, and there was a Lord. On the top of the hill, Lord was sitting there. And as he, the Shailahasmi, he became Shaila, he took... Personified, he took a form, Krishna form, and then he started honoring all those offerings. With many hands, he was honoring all those offerings. Well, there's a big mountain of or halva and puri and this and that. The supam that is mentioned, liquid vegetables, where they were kept. They were not little cups of this soup and that soup. Each soup was in different lake. Lakes were filled with soup. Some lakes are filled with payasam. And some lakes were filled with buttermilk. And Lord begins his honoring the prasadam, all the food. And no time, he cleaned the plate. He cleaned all those lakes. And he was not fully satisfied yet. And then he started saying, what did he say? Anya. Is there something more? You know, I just started eating. There's nothing more to eat. Could you get something more? Something more to eat? Anya. So then all the Brajabasis started. There's a big cooking was going on. The milking and the boiling the milk and making sandesh and rubbery and this and that. All the cows of Braj were there and the milking and more cooking was happening and more offering. And Lord kept saying, Anyor. Then maybe some smart Brajabasi, that is what they say. he offered us Tulsi. And when finally, or at that point, as Lord took that Tulsi, I'm satisfied now. And then they say he was cleaning his teeth. Some food stuck in between his beautiful teeth, whitish teeth. So how did he, what kind of toothpick did he use? There's so many bamboo had grown up around. He was uprooting bamboos and he was doing that. Hurry, hurry. So then, at the end of that puja, the Govardhan Parikrama happened. We could easily say, I think, that was not that there was, there were not before Parikramas of Govardhan, but by Krishna's, with Krishna's instruction, they did that sometime in the afternoon, Parikrama of Govardhan. And all the Brajabasis were going around with the Brajabandal Parikrama. There were carts also, and the little boys and ladies and elderly folks were in the carts, and others, elderly gopas and cows, they were all circumambulating Giriraj, Govardhan. Well, that time, I mean, Giriraj Govardhan was very tall and a bigger parikrama. Two yojan tall. That is 16 miles tall, Giriraj. If someone would go there with a hat or a cap, and if you, you want to look at the top of the mountain, he would lose his cap. Yes, look up to the... Very tall. Well, fashioned after Govardhan. In Golok, there is also Govardhan. Shatashranga, it has 100 peaks. And as you probably have heard, when there was a time for Radha and Krishna to come down here, Radha, you go first. And Radha had to go first. And Radha, hey, why do not go to a place where there is no Vrindavan? And there has to be Jamuna and especially Govardhan, otherwise I don't go. So Vrindavan appears. It is eternal and also it appears. Both understandings are correct and they are there. And Govardhan appears, Jamuna appears, and then Radharani also appeared. So after that Govardhan Puja and Parikrama today, then tomorrow, the next day, which is Dvitiya, today is Prathama, the first day, tomorrow is Dvitiya, the second day of the second half of the second fortnight of Kartik. All the Brajabasis, especially brothers and sisters, they had gone to Mathura, Vishram Ghat, to take a holy dip. This is a tradition. And to take darshan of brother and sister, brother Yamaraj and sister Yamuna, Yam Yami. They call it Yam Yami, like a buck bucky, Yam Yami. So that tradition was there, and it is even very popular, even now, today, tomorrow, will be a big crowd there. So all the residents were there, brother, sister, taking a holy dip. So in meantime, Indra, someone must have, or Indra has agents. He was expecting puja to happen, but did not happen. No puja this year. So maybe someone sent SMS or called him. Hello? What's the news from Braj? No puja for you, sir. You king of heaven. And as he became furious and he dispatched the clouds called Samvartak. Samvartak clouds are employed at the time of the devastation. When there's a time for pralaya, then these clouds with lots of tons of water everywhere. So they are dispatched and whole Braj was underwater and the levels were going higher and the residents were going from first floor to the roof and some were climbing the trees and wherever they would go, higher and higher, water was catching up with them and there was no way to escape. Then Krishna, 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 Krishna. Yeah, especially Nanda Maharaj was told by Gargacharya, if there's some difficulties in future, you approach your son. Narayana Samagunaha. He did not say he's Narayana. He's like Narayan. His qualities and powers are like that of Narayan. You approach him. So Nanda Maharaj also remembered what Gargamuni had said. So they all approached Sri Krishna. And then he said, okay, let's go. Come on, come on, come on. And Krishna was leading the procession and all the residents were following him. They had no clue what was the destination and how to get out of this flood of Braj and how to protect from the rains. But Krishna had an idea. What a good idea. He's a person of ideas. So he brought them near Giriraj Govardhan. And what next? What is here? Why did he bring us here? Just have patience. And then Krishna he put his left hand at the foothill and underneath the hill and he must have thrown a little bit in the air and immediately caught on his little finger. He did not use both the hands. He left the left hand, which is supposed to be weaker of the two hands, is a little weaker hand. And ultimately he did not use the palm or all the fingers. And he used finally only a little finger, which is weakest of all. And if you take a close look, it was not even sitting on the top of the finger, but top of the nail of the finger. That's the power. That's the power. Powerful. Yes, powerful. So that Krishna, just a few years ago, when Nanda Maharaj was, he was in a hurry. He would be sometimes in big hurry. Hey, I had to go. Hey, beta, boy, bring my shoes. Nanda Maharaj would ask Krishna to bring my shoes. I say, bring my shoes, hurry up. And then Krishna would run to the shoes and try to lift those shoes with one hand, is not able to lift, using both hands and struggling to carry them. Then he would lift them and put them on the shoulders. Still, when you have to carry something that is very heavy, ultimately you put that item where? On the head. So this is what Krishna had to do. He used to struggle to lift the shoes of Nanda Maharaj, and that little Krishna has lifted Giriraj Govardhan ki. And he has become Giridhari. He's Giridhari. Giridhar or Giridhari? The holder of Giri is Giridhar or Giridhari. Giridhari is holding Giri Raj. Two different items or personal, or both are personalities. Giri Raj is at the top and Giridhar is holding that Giri Raj. As a result, the observation is made that Brahma also had played some mischief in Krishna's pastimes, but what he did was he took away all his friends and the cows. He separated them from Krishna. But in case of what Indra did, the rain, torrents of rain and water everywhere, and what happened ultimately was whole Braj was assembled under one roof 24 hours a day for 7 days. This was a very unique times. Brajabasis had never ever experienced something like this. They're looking forward to this experience because normally they get to be with Krishna, Nanda Baba, Yashoda and elderly ladies in the morning and the evening only, and the coward boys during the day only, and the gopis in the middle of the night midnight and midday only. So there's a whole, Krishna's times are divided, some for Vatsalya Ras, some for Sakhya Ras, some for Madhurya Ras. They all always wish to be with Krishna 24 hours a day, but they can't do it. Krishna goes into the forest, Yashoda has to stay behind. Her heart is breaking, I wish I could go. But she can't go, and like that. The gopis also, but this was the time when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Everyone was there. And they were to their fullest satisfaction. They are enjoying the association of Krishna and drinking the beauty of Krishna, and they had a good time during this 7 day period. And then there's so many while lifting. Some were thinking, no, maybe he must be tired, and what if Govardhan comes down, and better we support him, assist him. So with their sticks, they were coward men, they were also supporting that lifting of Govardhan. And some of you are thinking, in fact, it is because of me, the hill is held. He's just a little boy. But then Krishna at one point, as they were thinking, it is us. It is because of our assistance. He is able to hold the hill. Then Krishna brings his hand little, just 1 centimeter down, and the whole hill is coming crashing down. Help, help, help! No, no, it's not us, you. It's not us, it's you. You are the one, you are the one. So Krishna is giving them realization, who is the doer, who is the real lifter. So, finally, after 7 days, yeah, there are so many details are there. On the top of the hill, there's a chakra. Krishna arranged chakra to rotate, and all the water that was falling down, which was meant to fall down on the hill, and the flood, or flood the surrounding areas also. So all that water was being thrown away, miles apart. You water, get out here. The wheel was rotating so swiftly and fast, all water dropping on the top of that hill above the Govardhan was being all thrown hither and thither. So that whole entire Giri Govardhan region was dry and not wet at all. So finally Krishna burst the hill. Well, he asked everyone to, okay, vacate now. No more rains. Everyone, please vacate. Go out. And then Krishna places the hill back into its slot or earlier location. Hari, hari. So Krishna, personally, gopis glorify Giriraj, saying he is Haridasa Variya. Bata ayam abalaha. Oh, they are addressing other goal. We are abala, we are weak, but this Giriraj is sabal, or Krishna is sabal, he is powerful. And he is Haridasa Varyaha, he is the best amongst the Haridasas. So this is another understanding. Giriraj is Shailosmi, he is Lord himself. And he is also Haridas at the same time. Haridasa Variyaha. Yat Rama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha. And when Krishna and Balaram, they climb up this hill, then this Haridas Variya Giriraj Pramodaha. The touch of Krishna Balaram's lotus feet, so soothing, so pleasing to Giriraj Govardhan. Giriraj is a person, it's not a dead rock. It's a person with the feelings. So gopis say, when Krishna and Balaram walk, the sparsha, the touch, pramodaha. Manam tanoti goganayor tayoryat. And he's always honoring, manam tanoti, he is expander of the honor, or he honors, who does he honor? Go, the cows, and the coward boys and coward men. Tayo, Krishna, Balaram are honored by this Giriraj Govardhan. And how does he honor? Pani yayavasa kandara kandamulaihi. Gopis are talking like this. This Giriraj Govardhan provides paniya, lots of water. Paniya means drinking water, drinkable, drinking water. Giriraj Govardhan is such a beautiful, not just the hill, the whole, like a tourist spot. In whole Braj, Govardhan Hill, the hills and the lakes and the waterfalls and the caves. So very scenic, very scenic. Well, we only say very scenic. This is, we don't say much saying very scenic. More scenic, there is no scene like Giriraj Govardhan, the beauty wise also. So lots of water they are, Giriraj Govardhan is providing for drinking and swimming and water sports also. Yavasa, lots of grass, very nourishing, green, fresh grass. Kandara, the caves for the coward boys to reside, rest. The caves are cool during summer and warm during winters. And inside the cave, there are all arrangements for resting. And Govardhan provides Kandara Kandamulai. The fruits and roots and flowers are provided by Giriraj Govardhan. By doing so, by providing this, Manam Tanoti. He doesn't only glorify, not just a lip service, but practically he serves Krishna, Balaram, and the cows and cowherd men. Hari Hari. So this is Giriraj Govardhan. And of course, Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Namaha. Krishna himself, he has asked Nanda Maharaj to worship the cows and the brahmanas, but Krishna himself is a worshipper of the cows and worshipper of the brahmanas. So on this day, well, before I, Srila Prabhupada ki, so Srila Prabhupada organized the Govardhan Puja Festival. The first Govardhan Puja Festival of ISKCON was organized in 1972 on the banks of KC Ghat. There is the palace of King of Bharatpur, and devotees attending that year's Kartik Festival, which included myself also. We were residing there. Prabhupada was at Radha Damodar temple, and we organized a grand Govardhan Puja Festival, Annakut Festival there. I was thinking that Srila Prabhupada's first and last instruction to me had a connection with Giriraj Govardhan or Govardhan Puja. So as we had come to attend that festival in 72, we had come from Bombay, beginning of Kartik, and we were here only for a few days, and then to myself and another brahmachari from Bombay, Dravid, my god brother, of course, we are only god brothers and god sisters those days. Prabhupada asked us to, you go to Agra. What for? You go to the grain market and you collect grains, gur, sugar, ghee, whatever you could manage to collect. So that is what we did. So that was the first instruction. Prabhupada wanted to You have a big Govardhan Puja festival. So we went, we collected lots of grains. We filled a little temple, a medium-sized temple. You understand, temple, little truck, tiny, small truck. And we drove back to Vrindavan. And on this day, on 72, we had ISKCON's first ever Govardhan Puja festival. And then Govardhan was very, very dear to Srila Prabhupada. He was a devotee of Giriraj also. Now in 77, this was only a week before Prabhupada's departure from the planet, from midst of us. He wanted to go to Govardhan. And then again I was remembered because I had experience of Prabhupada that asked me to organize a bullock cart sankirtan. And Prabhupada that asked me to go get a bullock cart. And we had gone to Mathura to get a bullock cart, and we had arranged bullock carts to come to Krishna Balaram temple. They were there outside Krishna Balaram temple in the front. And Prabhupada was meant to go to Govardhan to reach on this day, few days prior, 1-2 days before, the planning was being made for Prabhupada to go to Govardhan in a bullock cart so that Prabhupada could be there at Govardhan on this Govardhan Puja day. So that was a second instruction, you might say, to me, where Giriraj Govardhan ki Gauranga Gomata ki Brahmanas ki